Mishnah Yud, both according to the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, which stated that Nisuch HaMayim is performed for the 7 days of Sukkos, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that it is performed for 8 days, including Shmini Atzeres, it is apparent from both opinions that the service was performed on Shabbos as well. And the Mishnah says that K'maaseu b'chol, kach maaseu b'Shabbos. Exactly as it was done on a regular weekday, it was done in the same way on a Shabbos. Elo, except shohu memalei me'erev Shabbos. They would fill up the water before Shabbos began, in order that they would not need to transport the water from the Shiloach spring to the Beit HaMikdash on Shabbos. That would be transporting from a Rishus HaRabim into a Rishus HaYochid, a public domain into a private domain, which is certainly forbidden on Shabbos. And so they would fill it up before Shabbos began. However, there is a big problem, because the halacha is that if water, or if anything really, is contained in a kli shoreis, in a utensil which is designated and used in the Beit HaMikdash, so anything, as soon as it has been put into one of those utensils, if it is left overnight, it becomes invalid, and it cannot be used for a further service. So if they would use a kli shoreis to fill up the water from the shaloyach, if they would use that golden jug, which we learned about in the previous Mishnah, then by the time it got to Shabbos morning, when the service needs to be performed, the water would have become invalidated overnight. That invalidation is known as lina, when it is left overnight. And so the solution to this problem is to use chovis shel zahav she'eina mukudeshes, a golden barrel which has not yet been sanctified. It does not yet have the status of a kli shoreis, which means that it can't have been used at all in the past for any service in the Beis HaMikdash. So they would fill that up min ha-shaloyach from the shaloyach spring, umanich balishka, and place it in a chamber in the Beis HaMikdash, and they would cover that barrel. And then, even if it was left overnight, it would not become invalidated because it had not yet been placed into a kli shoreis. Because that barrel is not considered to be a kli shoreis. Now what happens if they did all of that, but then before managing to perform the service of Nisuch HaMayim, nishpacha, either the water was spilled, oniskalsa, or it was left uncovered. The halach is that if water is left uncovered, it is forbidden to drink it out of concern that a snake may have injected some venom into that water and you won't be able to see. Now, if it's forbidden to drink it, then all the more so it is forbidden to use that as a service on the Mizbeach. And so there's a big problem now. They haven't got any water to use, and they can't go and fill up more water from the Shiloyach, because then they would need to transport it through a Rishus HaRabim, through a public domain which would be forbidden on Shabbos. So says the Mishnah, if they're not able to use water from the spring of the Shiloyach, then they would fill up water from the kiyor, which is the large sink from which the Kohanim would wash their hands and feet every day. So they would use that water which was already in the Beis HaMikdash. They would get water from there and pour it into the golden jug which was regularly used for the Nisuch HaMayim. Shehayayin v'amayim hamagulin psulin l'gabi ha-mizbeach, because wine and water which were left uncovered are invalid for service on the Mizbeach, just like it is forbidden to drink it. And so they would have to replace the water, and they would do that from the kiyor. It should be noted, by the way, that even on a regular Shabbos, when they would fill up the water using a non-sanctified golden barrel, they would still pour that on Shabbos morning, they would pour that into the regular golden jug, and they would perform the actual service of Nisuch HaMayim with the regular golden jug. It's just that overnight, it was kept in a different barrel.